Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, New Orleans Saints fan, Texas State Bobcats head coach, the man himself, TJ Johnson, here with me. TJ, what's up, brother? How you feeling, man?
Man, you know what? I'm doing all right, man. I'm surviving down here in sunny San Marcos. I can't complain about too much at all. So excited about being on here with you. It's been a while. You know, certainly now that everything is it's been confirmed, you know, and we're pushing forward, trying to see if we can get things back to normal here in Bobcat Land.
I hear that, man. I'm going to last you a little bit, bro, is this, man. 18 wins in a COVID year, 12 in the Sun Belt Conference. Looking back on it after some time away from it, how did it make you and your staff feel, man?
Well, I think, you know, with being able to do it during COVID time, you know, just not understanding like the complexities behind that were just so much uncertainty and getting our guys to focus on controlling the controllables and also blocking out the noise and just really, really staying away from COVID period. You know, no one on our team contracted COVID during the season except for me. And that was doing the ice storm, and I was trying to go out and get some items, some food and stuff for my guys, and just kind of got careless. So I was super proud of those guys, and for the staff, man, it just showed that we were able to hold down the fort, you know, and do the things that we needed to do to get our guys focused and locked in for every opponent.
And having your guys having an actual spring and summer, building that camaraderie, getting to work on their games even more together rather than be separately, how is that, how are things going to benefit you guys coming November 9th and beyond?
I mean, we hope that it benefits us tremendously, you know, and sometimes, you know, sometimes time isn't the best thing for you, you know. You know, sometimes that it gives you you have too much free time. So it all depends on what you do with your time. So I'm hopeful that our guys are using that time not to just hoop, but to create bonds and relate to one another in the jail. So pick up basketball and working out and all of that stuff is different in this generation. You know, sometimes, you know, they don't really get as much out of it as we did when we were growing up. You know, just have a great feel for where the other guy's going to be, you know, and stuff like that, you know. So I'm hoping that our guys were using that because definitely we were certainly preaching that during that time.
No doubt, man. I know when I played ball, TJ, it's like when I was in Atlanta by myself, I wasn't that motivated as I was when I was in Nashville with my guys. So I'm hoping for your guys being around each other, pushing each other in the weight room, in drills, individual drills and working out, man, it shows on the court this year for you guys because you all, to me, have a good team on paper, man. I know what you did last year. This is a whole new year, but I'm thinking your guys, I mean, the standard you set last year, I think your guys hopefully bought into it this year and will be ready to go because, you know, I think you guys are going to be really good in your conference this year.
Yeah, certainly that's the plan, boss. But, you know, everybody got a plan until they get punched in the face. So, I'm expecting us to kind of buckle down and tie this thing down tighter every single day in anticipation for a really, really fun and exciting and competitive Sun Belt Conference.
And now for you personally, brother, I know you had a rough summer. We talked about it offline. But besides the part that something was rough for you, how was your offseason with kind of getting your flow and that being the head man here, first offseason as the guy now sitting up your way? How was that for you?
Yeah, you know, I really don't get a chance to kind of sit back and smell the roses. You know, I tell people this, you know, I don't say it all the time, but I'll say it to a few people that I think one of my biggest regrets as I cross over onto the other side is going to be that I'll die feeling like I've never lived, you know, just because I don't get too comfortable in anything that I do. I always have my mind locked in on the next task. So, you know, I really can't tell you that it's set in yet. Like who I am and what it is that I do for a living. You know, I still see myself as still the same old TJ. But I will tell you this, you know, receiving our rings and listening to my grandmother cry on the phone when I gave her pendant, when my mom delivered her pendant, because I bought her a pendant, and just how proud she was of me and what it was that the team and I had accomplished. And then just how she reminded me of the prayers and the things she would always tell me about, if you live right, you do the right things, you know, God is going to continue to bless you and keep you. That was probably one of the first times that it really hit me that that we did something, you know.
Most definitely, TJ, I feel you, man. Like, people will tell you I'm the same dude they met 10, 20 years ago. I ain't changed a bit, you know. I have a prominent radio show, a good job, but I'm the same boss you met 10 years ago. I ain't changed. Because, see, the thing about it is I treat everybody the same. It's not because I need something from somebody. It's not because, you know, I want something. Like, you know, I'll say, I call you, text you just to how, see how you're doing. Not because right, I want you on the show. Dude, you know?
I appreciate that as well, too.
You know, not because, oh, I ain't hit you up when I want you on the show. I hit you up to see how you're doing. You know, because that's the guy I am. I'm genuine like that. You know, I don't try to make it all about benefiting me. You know, I say, blah, if it don't benefit them, they don't want to do nothing for you.
Right. Right,
that's not how it needs to be in this world. But you're a testament to it. I hit you up just because I want to see how my brother doing. So it's not about just come on the show today. Okay, cool. It's about I really value our friendship.
I appreciate that, man. And I value you, man. Thanks for holding me down over the summer and with your help with that tragic event in my family. So I really appreciate that.
And brother, let me ask you this, man. For your young men out there, man, so seeing what you went through, did that help them kind of get perspective of how life is more than just basketball? Because that was real life you dealt with. And how did your young man react to that, seeing their coach going through something, a tough time in his life, and being to support you the way you support them as well?
Yeah, I tell you, man, my team, the leader of my team, Mason Harrell, he's a guy that if I hurt, he hurts. You know, and that's the kind of connection you want with your point guard and your players. You know, and those guys did a really good job of rallying around me, encouraging me every day, letting me know that they're praying for me and my family. So I really appreciate that. It kept me encouraged and kept me strong and kept me leveled. So, but yeah, I try to tell our guys this stuff every day is a blessing, man. You can find something to appreciate about the opportunity to be here one more day. I said my grandmother was the most humble person I know, and she taught me the best lesson, and that was to be humble. She would never say what she's doing tomorrow without saying if the Lord say so, or if it be in God's plan. So none of her tomorrows were counted. They were all received with gratitude and appreciated.
Most definitely, brother. And I feel like it's so important, TJ, because like you're right. We know where we live at, right? We know what kind of world we in. We can go get some gas, like that could be it for us, you know? And so having that mindset, been humble, and, you know, I always try to make sure I value everything I do when I do it.
Right.
Like a trip to Memphis or a trip to wherever. Enjoy those people you see, because you never know. Because I'll tell you, you know, I've told you before, but March 7th of 2020 in Memphis, last time I had a road trip, until this year.
Right.
Who would have thought I wouldn't see Brevin Knight or all those guys I'm cool with in Memphis again for over a whole year?
A year.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So just that example of the COVID and is how life is for us in general as Black men in this country, that being humble and valuing every second should be something that we all take as a part of our to-do list every day to be successful.
Absolutely, 100%.
And brother, let me tell you this. I love what you did with your roster. You got two guys from my area on your roster. Tyrell Morgan from right in Atlanta and Drew Drennan out of Smyrna, Georgia, up there in Cobb County. Tell us about those young men, brother.
Yeah, man, we got huge expectations for those guys to come in and be impactful. You know, I think Tyrell is more like a Swiss Army knife. You know, he's a guy that played at Tonkawa, was the player of the year in his conference. You know, 6'6", lefty. You know, can shoot the outside shot, you know, can score the pull-up jump shot, and is really, you know, a dog day rebounding defender, you know, hard-playing guy. You know, I think the the quicker he gets settled into how we play and the subtle nuances of our offense and our defensive terminology and where our help and recovery, what our help and recovery principles are, you know, the more it's going, the harder it's going to be for me to keep him off the floor. Because he's a great young man, comes from a very good family. Yes, sir, no, sir, kid. And just a hungry player, you know, that I can't wait to compete. So I'm excited about him. And Drew Drennan, you know, he's kind of like a young old savvy veteran, he's a talented young man that has played with pros over there when he was at Pebble Brook, you know, so he's been around a lot of good players, you know, can shoot the outside shot, but you know, I like him in an open court when he's trying to get to the rim and distribute and create for others. So he's improved his defense, he's shaping up his body some. So you know, he like Tyrell learning a new system, you know. So I'm hopeful that by conference play, those guys will have settled in and be able to give us a boost off the bench.
Non-conference, TJ, you got some quality opponents from Texas in the regional area, but also you're going to LSU, Vanderbilt, and you got Houston on the docket for you guys to test you guys before you play Sunbelt. Please tell us about that schedule, man. I'll be in Nashville, folks. So I'll be at CM in Nashville, people. So on the 14th of November. So I'll be there for that, man. So tell me about the schedule, brother.
Yeah, we knew that this was going to be a year where we were going to have to really kind of raise our level scheduling-wise. To kind of help us prepare for conference play. We knew it was going to be a year where the conference was going to be better. You know, guys were going to, you know, be looking at us as no longer one of those teams that just, you know, one of those sleeper teams. You know, people were going to have this game circled. So we wanted our schedule to be a little bit more challenging than in years past. And I thought that Coach Benny Salsa, along with our former Dobo coach Alex Housladen, put together a pretty good schedule, a very competitive schedule. So certainly when you see LSU on there and Vanderbilt that early in the year, you know you're going to be challenged. And then when you see Houston on there right before conference play, you know that's going to let you know where you stand, hopefully headed into conference play. But also, you know, we miss out on Denver. Denver has a new team this year, a new coach. So I'm excited to kind of see how we make out there. And we have a MTE where we may be playing Trent Johnson coach team out there at Cal State Northridge. It's a possibility we'll play them, playing Dixie State in Eastern Washington. But also, you know, in-state schools like Rice and Lamar, you know, you got to be careful with those guys. You know, Lamar got a new head coach, one of my mentors, Coach Alvin Brooks. And, you know, I know they're going to be coached really, really hard. And you know, it's a talented group. So, I do think it's going to be a very competitive schedule. And, you know, I'm expecting us to be challenged night in and night out.
And you tell us about Dante Mathis, a Bobcat legend you brought back on staff. Tell me about how he's been to your staff so far, brother.
Yeah, I mean, Dante, he is definitely Mr. Bobcat around this place. You know, you know, I've been knowing Dante for a while, you know, coming from the AU circuit like I came from. You know, his name is pretty popular in the Houston area as a trainer and as a coach, and just as a professional. You know, that's one of the things that people said about him when I was looking for an assistant. They said, you just can't go wrong with a guy like him. You know, he's the everyday guy. He's a professional. He's going to do things the right way. But what he's meant to our guys is he's given our guys a sense of pride in what it means to be a Bobcat. You know, it's not anything that they've gone through here that he hasn't went through. So, and then also, you know, I mean, he has a great basketball IQ and knowledge of the game, and he has a great delivery. He gets the respect of our guys without a whole lot of yelling and screaming. And, you know, I just think that having him on this team makes us one day better.
Last one for you, bro. Your Saints, man. Big game coming up against the Seahawks without Russell, which is a good break for you guys, man. Tell me about your Saints and how you liking Jameis so far. He ain't doing stuff too crazy yet.
Yeah, you know, man, I got Benny over here. He's old Birmingham. So every day he just wants to tell me about his boy, Jay Book, you know. So I'm like, man, you know, I'm still having Drew withdrawals, you know, but now I got to give Jameis credit, you know, certainly if you can sit on the sideline for a year and mimic play calls and watch Drew Brees and his preparation, I think that that's what it's all about. And that's, you know, I'm going to have dinner with our guys, with like six of our returners on Friday. And one of the things that I'm going to talk to those guys about is just about your preparation. You know, I think people hear what you say, but what they'll do is as they see you doing. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll believe what you do. And I remember just not too long ago, I think after Candace Parker, shout out to Candace Parker and congratulations to her. They were showing a video of who she was working out with a couple of summers ago. And it's Kobe showing her this move or that move. And then after that, they're showing clips of Candace doing the same moves. I think it's extremely important for us as leaders, as anyone that has someone looking at us to understand that we have to develop good habits. And good habits are developed when you are purposeful and intentional about every single thing that you do. So getting back to Jameis, he was able to be mentored by someone that was purposeful and intentional about every single thing that they did. And at the end of the day, you can't help but be better. It's no way if you are completely bought in and you believe that this guy is giving you his time and his secrets, he wants to pass these things on to you, you can't help but be better. So kudos to him for the humility and putting himself in a position where he can be mentored. And certainly kudos to Drew for taking the time out to pass on some wisdom to the young fellow. And I wish him all the best. Certainly we'll go as far as he takes us.
Yeah, I'm cheering for him, man. I want him to succeed. You know, I feel like Tampa Bay, I know that's like he did him wrong. You know, he had 5,000 yards. But I know you can replace him with Tom Brady, but threw 5,000 yards. All them touchdowns, so the dude can play. He is likes to think he can do too much, but he can play.
Yeah, he just got to keep it simple, man. Throw the ball to guys on our team.
and find Kamara. Like,
find Kamara, bro.
Target Kamara. Like, he's on our fantasy team. I need him to get balls from Francis team. Come on, Jameis. Throw the album. Need to make something happen for me.
I went to Meadow Creek spot. Not that often I root for Norcross, but in Kamara's situation, give the ball to the guy that went to Norcross, man. So
hey, Norcross dudes are not dudes from where I'm from. So them brothers kind of soft up at the camp. Gwinnett.
not that one though.
Yeah, not out there with a lot of them brothers up there.
That one there cut different.
Yeah, a lot of them brothers up in North DeKalb, South Gwinnett, they ain't cut where I'm cut from.
Let me tell you, the city of New Orleans has adopted him. He, man, look, there's no hood he can't go to in that city. So
you got there right. Hey, TJ, thank you for your time, brother. I will see you in a few weeks, man. Of course, you know I'll be cheering for you. He's always my guy. Anytime you need me, you know I'm here, brother.
Appreciate you, boss. All love, brother.
See you, brother, man.
Indeed.
All right.